USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted that White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci has made a lot of mistakes in how he's handled the messaging during the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Fauci's a nice man, but he's made a lot of mistakes. Like, you don't have to ban him coming in from very infected China. I did it anyway, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. I banned Europe from coming in when Italy and when France and Spain were having all the problems, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. A lot of people said, don't do it. They've been wrong about a lot of things.
A massive heat wave is affecting much of the country, with the National Weather Service forecasting 75 or more record high temperatures to be approached or broken from today through Tuesday alone, and that number is expected to grow. Temperatures in Phoenix and Las Vegas could reach 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you, because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So, yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
The White House says President Trump's campaign rally in New Hampshire, set for Saturday, will be delayed by a week or two due to a storm making its way toward the East Coast. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASCAR driver Angela Rush and the Wounded Blue, America's only national organization dedicated to assisting officers injured in the line of duty, announced they will partner on a Back the Blue-themed car for this weekend's NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series race at the Kentucky Speedway. Founder of the Wounded Blue, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, joins Fox News and explains why this is a big deal.
The Wounded Blue is the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. Most Americans don't know this statistic. I'm going to tell you that this is shocking, that last year approximately 57,000 American law enforcement officers were physically assaulted in the line of duty. Just during these recent protests, we've seen thousands of law enforcement officers become injured, some disabled, some killed. And the fact is that the American police officer needs to know that the American people believe in them and trust them. And what Angela is doing is showing that in a very dramatic fashion.
That truck race set for just after 3 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. One senator is not happy with the Big Ten's decision to limit games this fall to conference only. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says that means there will be no rivalry game between Iowa and Iowa State. Grassley, a University of Northern Iowa alum, claims the Cy-Hawk game is a lot more interesting than many Big Ten games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.